It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Taylor Swift, who's a Tennessee resident, just endorsed Democrat Phil Bredesen over Republican Marsha Blackburn. From her Instagram post, Taylor slammed Blackburn, writing she voted against the reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act, which attempts to protect women from domestic violence, stalking, and date rape. She believes businesses have a right to refuse service to gay couples. She also believes that they should not have the right to marry. These are not my Tennessee values. I will be voting for Phil Bredesen for Senate and Jim Cooper for House of Representatives. This is the very first time Taylor's ever gotten political in her career. She's always stayed like apolitical until now, which is interesting after just a highly political weekend, which may have prompted her. What Taylor did leave out was that Bredesen said that he would have voted to confirm SCOTUS nominee Brett Kavanaugh, not deny him. A poll published by CBS yesterday showed that Blackburn had 50% versus Bredesen's 42% in votes.
It'll be interesting to see. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if she has any sway in that election.
Absolutely.
I wish everybody out there that people follow these artists, I wish they would tell the kids to vote. Not for who,
yes,
but hey, vote.
Speaking of voting, you have till tomorrow to register to vote here in Indiana. We put the link for that so you can do it real easy on Twitter at Joan Alex Show. Pete Davidson made an appearance during Saturday Night Live's Weekend Update to address the controversial pro-Trump comments that Kanye West made off-air during the weekend episode last week.
What Kanye said after he went off the air last week was one of the worst, like, most awkward things I've ever seen here. And I've seen Chevy Chase speak to an intern. So Kanye was wearing a MAGA hat. And he started by saying people backstage tried to bully him into not wearing it. He wore it all week, like nobody told him not to wear it.
Iggy Azalea canceled another tour. She announced that the tour that she said was going to happen last month has been called off. She tweeted about it, saying, "Believe me, I was really excited for this tour. I'm genuinely disappointed it can't happen this year. The choice was out of my hands and not my call to make." Why? Because of low ticket sales. I hope I will get to see you all in person one day. I love you. Live Nation also released a statement saying the tour was canceled due to unforeseen circumstances.
I was surprised she even announced the tour to begin with.
Yeah, well, a little late there, Iggy. I think it's all over for you. While Coldplay frontman Chris Martin sang at his LA cancer benefit concert Saturday, Will Ferrell suddenly appeared on stage playing a cowbell. It was funny because Chris Martin had a hard time holding back laughter.
We need more cowbell.
So cute. Coming up after 8:15, this reality star is going to jail.